Iran is holding 4 days of air defense exercises in a vast eastern region of the country. The drill is being held jointly by the army and the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps. Tehran says the maneuver is aimed at enhancing combat capabilities and exercising modern military tactics. Iran has launched its first domestically built hovercraft in the southern port city of Bandar Abbas. The hovercraft can travel over water, mud and ice, as well as other surfaces. The achievement makes Iran the fifth country in the world to possess the technology. Iran has rejected claims that it's conducting nuclear activities at the Parchin military site near Tehran. Iran's foreign minister Ali Akbar Salehi made the remarks after International Atomic Energy Agency chief Yuki Amano claimed Tehran was removing traces of possible weapons research from the site. Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah says the Lebanese resistance movement is capable of deterring Israel from attacking Lebanon. Nasrallah made the comments during a ceremony to mark the Martyrs' Day. He said the resistance movement is capable of retaliating against any attack by the Israeli military. Well, the Israeli military has fired tank shells into Syria. Reports say a Syrian artillery unit has been targeted. Israel claims the attack was in response to a stray Syrian mortar shell that struck the occupied Golan Heights. Israel occupied and illegally annexed the region in 1967. Israeli forces fire live bullets and tear gas at Palestinian school children, leaving 29 students injured. The incident happened early Monday morning in the Palestinian village of Bir Hadaj in the Negev Desert. Medical officials have confirmed the incident, but the Israeli police deny it. A U.S. soldier has been killed in eastern Afghanistan. NATO says the soldier was slain in a Taliban attack. The exact location of the incident or the nationality of the fallen soldier is not clear. Most of the foreign forces in the east, though, are either American or British. Portuguese people gather outside the presidential palace in Lisbon to protest against a visit by German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The protesters blame Merkel for the harsh austerity measures they are enduring. The Portuguese government is implementing the measures in return for international bailout funds.